This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Adding value back to the farm can come from a number of sources. Alan Robinette said for his family, implementing an agritourism element on their operation has helped to make the most out of their small family farm.
Back in the 60s going into the 70s, my grandfather saw that we just didn't have a big enough farm to survive as a wholesale farm. We've got really 35 acres we can grow on, and that's just not big enough to survive. So he looked at what are other farms doing around the country to try and survive and make an income with what they have.
Robinette says one of the major benefits of being a retail operation is their planting flexibility.
One of the great advantages we have as a small farm that's entirely retail is I can experiment with brand new varieties that are interesting with, say, 100 trees here and 100 trees there, where if I was a wholesale farm, you know, with 10 times the amount of land, I'm going to plant Gala, I'm going to plant Macintosh, stuff that I know that I can sell to grocery stores.
Offering a U-Pick experience also helps to alleviate some of the costs of farm labor.
We're very lucky that we're a small farm, so we don't need to rely on programs like H2A or guest worker programs to be able to get by. And U-Pick has really eased that stress of, can we get all the fruit picked?
That's Alan Robinette, fifth generation farmer of Robinette's Apple House and Winery in Michigan. I'm Tim Hamrich, and this has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Learn more at aginfo.net.